Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Taking action. I'm Fred Bottomer. TikTok launches mental health resources, including guides on how to engage with people who may be struggling and updating warning labels for sensitive content. CNET's Ian Scher.
TikTok is adding features to its service to help with mental health, and in particular, to make sure that people who run across stuff that might be sensitive or disturbing will get a warning before they look at it. The company's also said that it's developed guides around stuff like eating disorders and crises that people might be dealing with, and it developed all of this with the help of the International Association for Suicide Prevention, the Crisis Text Line, Live for Tomorrow, Samaritans for Singapore, and Samaritans in the UK. Some of these guides will pop up when you search for a certain word that they associate with being in crisis. So that's part of it. But I think what's also interesting is that this is coming in a time when there's a lot of questions about the impacts of social media on people's mental health.
With 60 Seconds to Better Health, I'm Fred Bottomer.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.